This is a rave water chasing him for Michael Gallup, ABC number 071420. Mr. Gallup was away parole here. He is before this board for a absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. Mr. Gallup is currently serving a 10-year sentence for molestation of a child, attempting to commit molestation of a child who became parole eligible on June 14th of 2017, became parole eligible on June 14th of 2017. He has an SED date of June 14th, 2022. On his institutional progress report, he says the inmate has completed reentry and cultural diversity, currently enrolled in thinking for a change. However, he has no release plan and he has no comments on his institutional progress report. According to the Ellen's report that we have on file, Mr. Gallup is 52 years old. He has served an expired term of 10 years for molestation of a child, expired term 3 years for unlawful use of transportation, and he's served a 4-year sentence for forgery as well as a 2-year, 6-month sentence for failing to register as a sex offender. And now the active sentence that he's serving again is for molestation of a child, which is a 2-year sentence, which he is currently serving. He does have a minimal amount of violation. His last violation was for refusal to program or theft or possession. He was found guilty. That was actually in April 2nd, 2018. He was found guilty of theft or possession. He had another violation in May of 16 for disobeying a verbal. Another one, the last one after that was in 08, was for refusal to program. He has been before this board several times. Each time he was denied, he did have a special hearing in 04, in which it was revoked. According to the information that we have, this is an incident that occurred back on March 14, 1990, when a victim reported that she was assaulted by her uncle. She reported that the defendant had put her on a bed in her house or took off all her clothes and started to do it with her. She stated that after a short time he got off of her, and then she had to wipe some stuff off herself. The victim father reported that she was at the defendant's residence with her aunt and her grandmother. She stated that the defendant also continued over a period of time to have sexual relationships with her. She did report this incident to her mother and her grandmother, but her grandmother accused her of liking it and became very upset with her and stated that her uncle Hope told her that she was going to get it when he brought her along. Upon investigation of the defendant, it's found that he was currently on probation at the time that he committed this offense. He has had several violations. He failed to register as a sex offender. He failed to cooperate with his parole officer on numerous occasions and was revoked. I don't think that Mr. Gallup would qualify or really fit the criteria. It would be in the best interest of the safety of the community or the welfare of the community to release Mr. Gallup back out on community supervision as he has failed numerous times and has been violated on probation violation as well as failing to register as a sex offender. Therefore, I do not feel that Mr. Gallup should be granted regular parole, home arrest, or an absolute discharge. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. And no comment coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Gallup regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
I'm also going to do a 1-year setup since this incident occurred back in 1990.
Agreed.
I'm going to mark it. Motion is by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. Mills, Dr. Wright. I'm going to mark the reason for denial is that it was a serious and deviant offense. These were minors. I'm going to mark trauma to the victim, age of the victim. I'm responsible about serious bodily injury to the victims. There were two victims. One was the niece, one was the stepdaughter. I'm going to mark multiple victims. I'm going to mark violated previous probation and parole. History of assaultive behavior. I'm going to mark his prior criminal history and repeat offender too, if there was more than one victim. I'm going to mark recent disciplinary infractions, poor no release plan, and no family or community support. Those would be the reasons for denial. That will conclude this hearing at this time.